This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Pentecost _ Thursday _ CE. First posted July 1, 2010. Luke 9:51-62. On the way to Jerusalem, paraphrase, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to be crucified, as he had told his disciples at least 3 times in advance, Matthew 16:21, 17:22-23a, 20:17-19. So he was heading for Jerusalem with his disciples. He sent messengers ahead of him to arrange accommodations for them in a village of the Samaritans, but the Samaritans wouldn't receive him, because Jesus was going to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem, which Samaritans considered the wrong sanctuary, John 4:20. When disciples James and John heard this, they asked Jesus if they should call down fire on the village, as had happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 19:24-25. But Jesus rebuked them, because his mission was to save people, not to destroy them, RSV, no death. So they went on to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to Jesus that he would follow Jesus wherever Jesus went. Jesus replied that the lowest animals had holes or nests to live in, but the Son of Man, God's Son, Jesus, had no place to call home. To another person, Jesus invited him to follow Jesus, but the person asked for time to bury his father first. Jesus replied that the person should let the dead bury the dead, but that this person should go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Another individual declared his intention to follow Jesus but asked for time to say goodbye to his family. Jesus replied that no one who takes hold of the plow and then looks back is worthy of the kingdom of God. Commentary: Jesus has been designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5, 14. Jesus is God's one and only provision for the forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, and salvation from eternal destruction, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right? The history of God's dealing with Israel, recorded in the Old Testament, has been leading up to this moment. Jesus' mission is to save us for eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom, paradise restored. I venture to say that many people in the world today feel that the church condemns them. I suggest that they are feeling guilty by the conviction of God's word. Jesus didn't come to condemn them but to save them, John 3:16-17. If we are unwilling to be corrected by God's word, we are condemning ourselves to eternal destruction, John 3:18-21. The Samaritans were the remnant of the northern kingdom, Israel, of the divided monarchy, who had not been deported when the Assyrians destroyed the northern kingdom. The Assyrians had a policy of deporting the occupants of conquered lands to other conquered lands and bringing in others to settle and pacify the land. So the Samaritans were Jews intermarried with aliens and thus were of mixed race and religion. The Judeans, who considered themselves the authentic Jews, had no dealings with Samaritans, whom they considered mongrels. Following Jesus requires self-denial and sacrifice. One must be willing to give up home and family, if necessary, in order to follow him. When one accepts the call, one must do so without looking back, without regretting the loss of his former interests. Jesus said that the spiritually dead should bury the dead, but the spiritually alive should follow Jesus. We are all born into this world physically alive but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our one and only opportunity to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. This is only possible through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience. No one can be born again and hardly know it. The joy of the personal presence and fellowship of Jesus is better than anything we have ever done. Other pursuits may satisfy us for a while, but nothing satisfies ultimately and eternally like Jesus. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.